This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and every week by audible.com. So we are back.
And Amazon. SurrealTalk.com. SurrealTalkPodcast.com/Amazon. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Okay. Getting into it.
Yes. And we are back with part two. We're going to be talking about the Twin Towers. How you guys feel about that?
About the Twin Towers?
The
Terrible.
Twin Towers, yeah.
I was not a fan.
You didn't like the Twin Towers?
Well, the towers themselves were fine. I'm not a fan of what happened.
So here's an interesting tidbit of information. The Twin Towers would have cost $1 billion to renovate to get all the asbestos out of. It would have been a $1 billion job to get the asbestos out of the Twin Towers.
Okay. So was it an unsafe workplace?
No, it was completely asbestos? Fine. It was completely fine, but eventually it was going to have to be overhauled.
Remediated.
And all that. Exactly, remediated. Very nice.
Wow.
It was going to have to be overhauled and all that asbestos was going to have to be removed. So something I want to start off with the Twin Towers, and actually just the World Trade Center complex in general, is Larry Silverstein. Larry Silverstein is a Jewish businessman that
Of course, Shel Silverstein, the author's brother.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so, Tim.
Sorry.
You're shitting all over me here.
Huh? Yeah. You lost your light in the attic, did you?
Yeah, the light in my mind's no longer shining.
The sidewalk ended.
Yeah. Anyway,
What did Larry do?
Oh, Lucky Larry. Lucky Larry Silverstein. He acquired the World Trade Center complex for $15 million, and he bought it in any, well, he didn't buy it, he leased
million?
It. $15
million?
$15 million. He didn't own it. He leased the property.
$15 fucking million. That seems like a run-of-the-mill
$15 million. Yeah. Well,
not like a good millionaire.
That's what he leased the property for in March of 2001. He spent the entire...
Shitballs. March of so 6 months previous.
6 months before the attacks.
He never owned it before that?
Never. Okay. Never. No. And he didn't own it. He did own it, but he just
leased
it.
He owned the lease to it.
Exactly.
And then he rented it out to a different company.
So he spent the next 6 months reworking the insurance policy to cover, guess what? Terrorist attacks.
Fire.
Terrorist attacks, yeah. So he bought it for $15 million in March, spent the next, you know, the whole summer reworking the insurance policy so that it would cover terrorist attacks. And then when everything happened on 9/11, he went to court for two payouts, not just one terrorist attack. He went to court for two separate terrorist attacks and got paid out twice at $3.5 billion per payout.
Who was his insurance company? They had some Skrilla.
Oh, they were pissed because he sued them for two separate terrorist attacks. And whenever it was, you know, I guess just one. So his $15 million investment turned him around to make $7 billion.
So he becomes de facto one of the richest men in the world.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Not even
$7
in America. Not even in America.
It puts you in the top few hundred. I mean, $7 billion. There ain't that many billionaires. That's a lot of fucking money.
What I'm saying is,
don't you downplay
on
$7 billion.
On his $15 million investment, he got a return of $7 billion.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how many percent. Let me try the math.
No. Him and his kids both worked in the World Trade Centers. They worked there in the Twin Towers, but they called off work that day.
What are you insinuating, man, that they
I'm
knew?
Insinuating that he knew, yeah. I'm insinuating that there was some sort of...
You're not even saying he might have. You're saying he did.
I'm saying,
insurance scam of all time.
Exactly. And you call off work that day? You and your kids both? Your kids don't come to work that day either?
Is this the theory you subscribe to in the most? Because we're going to throw out a lot of theories
this
today.
Is fact. These are all fact. This is fact. Okay. None of this is speculation or my opinion. This is fact.
Okay, I gotcha.
All of this stuff is fact. I'm laying this out for you as it happened. Okay, so... there's another interesting thing. The Zim Corporation, which held a contract in the World Trade Centers for 30 years, broke their lease a week before 9/11. They broke their contract with the World Trade Centers and pulled out.
Oh, it didn't just run out like normal, and then they just decided not to
Nope, they broke their contracts with the World Trade Center, the ZIM Corporation. Which it's probably, a shipping.
What's the official reason they did?
They don't have to tell you that. They didn't have they paid their little bit of a fine and they're done. And the ZIM Corporation is a half owned by the Rothschilds. It's 50% owned by the Rothschilds.
Another effers.
Yeah, and that's all fact. Like I said, none of this is speculation or my opinion. This is all
the Rothschilds documented, and they're the bankers, right?
Oh yes.
So Rothschilds own most of the banks in the world.
Yeah, all the central banks are like Rothschild run. You know what I mean? So you know the trail of money for the Twin Towers is insane. That guy Larry Silverstein, he made all kinds of money off of that. It was, like I said before, a $15 million investment turned him into $7 billion. But that's not. It's not the only unusual things about the Twin Towers. We talked about before the passport that survived. You know, jet fuel can't melt steel beams, but that passport sure survived all that jet fuel. You know,
that was a meme.
Yeah, but I'm saying you get what I mean.
I'm not gonna let you pass that off.
How did the passport survive? How did they find that on the sidewalk?
Yeah, that's crazy. So they hit for that plane hit what 70th floor, something like that.
That one was the 60th.
60th floor. So it's dropping bare minimum 650, 700 feet.
Right. After the impact.
So
after
somehow
the impact.
It blows out of the cabin of the plane.
Somehow.
Comes out of the building and lands without being...
Where it can be picked up by an FBI investigator.
It looked charred.
Wow. That's weird.
That's really weird. I thought so. Something that I couldn't get over, and I don't know if you guys... I watch videos on this 9/11 all the time, and something that they didn't address in the official story was the bombs. No, they said nothing, no explosions. They said anything about that, but you can watch videos and you can hear and see the bombs. You can look at the lobby in the bottom of the Twin Towers, and the lobby is blown up in the bottom of the Twin Towers.
What if that was just jet fuel that fell down the shafts?
Yeah, 90 stories it fell down and blew
I thought
the,
it was 70
blew
stories,
the three
60
quarter
stories.
Inch blew the 3/4 inch glass plates out of the front of the Twin Tower lobbies.
Well, what if it was like a concussion?
The walls were broken in
you
the lobby.
You remember The Matrix?
I do.
Okay. You remember the scene where the helicopter hit the side of the building and the way the
I do.
The glass waved?
Yes.
What if it did some sort of effect like that? A torsional wave went through the structure of the building, and once it got to the ground level where it couldn't really flip anymore, more or less a whipping effect of that energy shatters the windows.
Okay, what are you
that
getting
that makes
at?
A lot of sense.
Well, I'm just saying maybe that's what caused those windows to shatter.
What windows?
The ones you just said were blew out.
In the lobby.
Yeah, no, you're talking about, no, it was just, it's not the windows, it's like the whole glass front. The whole front of the lobby was glass.
Okay. That's what I call a window.
Yeah, man.
Right, well.
A see-through piece of glass held holding things back is a window.
Well, I mean, tomato, tomato.
Could be a door. But no, it's a window.
But what I'm getting at is there were bombs that went off in the elevator shafts. There were bombs that went off all through the Twin
Speculation.
Towers.
Speculation. I was watching
no,
the news
not
that
at all.
Morning. I was watching
no,
the
there
news.
Was bombs.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching Look the news up. That morning, and no. all the reports kept saying that there's multiple explosions still going off.
The firefighter chatter that the recorded firefighter chatter has them talking about bombs from the top to the from the bottom to the top. There's bombs going off all the way through the entire.
Well,
time.
I think there's a chance that terrorists might have like okay. Yeah, obviously, yeah. obviously well. Terrorists. I'm saying non-domestic, non-government, non-even private American people. Like, okay, let's go with Al Qaeda first. There's a chance that Al Qaeda operatives got into the Trade Center and planted bombs. You think that's possible?
No. Are you ready for why, though?
Yes, I'm totally
okay,
ready.
Okay, so because 3 weeks before 9/11, they were fireproofing. And I say they, I don't know the exact company name, but a company came in and fireproofed every elevator shaft in the Twin Towers from midnight until 4 a.m. every morning for the 3 weeks prior to 9/11. So that's a lot of the speculation on that one is that they were in there, you know, and no, you know, they're. From the time the last, you know, janitor left until the morning guy got in, they were there by themselves, you know, no watching over them or anything, and no one knows what they really did, but they were supposed to be fireproofing the elevator shafts.
What if they were prepping it for demolition?
What if they were prepping it for demolition?
Were they? Does anybody know the origin of these people who were supposed to that group? Were they ever talked to?
No. And see, there's so many different things. Like, and even
you gotta figure the FBI, CIA, whoever got around to talking to them.
Yeah, you'd figure that, but who knows why?
Even if they did, why would they tell anybody?
Right, even if anything came of that. I do know that like five Israelis were arrested on 9/11, and they were said that they were sent here to document. These were Mossad agents sent here to document the event.
What's Mossad?
Mossad is the Israeli CIA, the
their intelligence.
MI5. It's their intelligence, yeah. Right, it's right. The Israeli, it's Israeli Mossad.
Sure.
And there were four or five Mossad agents in a van, and they were seen cheering and screaming, and you know they were arrested and everything. And they asked, what are you doing here? He's like, we were sent here to document this event. Wait a minute. How did Israel know it was going to happen?
I don't know, man. They got their finger on the pulse, I guess.
Right. I mean, there's just so much stuff about 9/11. And here you go. Everybody saw, you know, the collapse videos, right, where the Twin Towers have collapsed.
Yeah, I watched it on TV.
Okay. You seen the pyroclastic flow, the dust, the big, you know, looks like a volcano.
I know exactly
okay.
what you're talking about. The poof.
The giant
dust. It goes down the streets.
It covers
exactly.
the whole Manhattan. Yeah.
Samples of that dust has been collected, you know, ever since it happened.
That's
been
how
analyzed.
They just found the flag for it. But go ahead.
That's where they found thermite in there. Thermite. Nanothermite. Thermate. Thermite and thermate, which is thermate is the military version of thermite. It's nanothermate.
Well, that goes back to that thought I had where it was a possible military coup.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't think it was a coup.
Remember The Rock?
Yeah.
The movie The Rock?
No, not really.
With Nicolas Cage? How do you not remember The Rock?
Sean Connery?
Yeah.
No, not really.
So that was a group of, you know, it was a military general, Ed Harris, had his group of military guys. They took over the Rock, you know, the Alcatraz. More or less is the same type of thing. You know, they know how to work the weapons. They've taken the right weapons they need to get their what they want to get done.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's the same thing that happened on 9/11, but the government, you know, squashed that story? There was no story of Ed Harris, the general who attempted to overthrow the government that day.
Oh, so you're saying that was a coup, and then they've squashed that.
No, not a coup.
Whatever, they've squashed that story and made this official story.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, maybe they took the parts of the story that were relevant enough, like those guys. Maybe they did hire, you know, these Middle Eastern guys to do this part of it. That was the whole part of their whole coup. That could be also how they had a missile or whatever that hit the Pentagon rather than a plane. They could have said it was a plane.
Have you ever looked at the? You should Google right now. You should Google right now. Cruise missile that looks like an American Airlines plane.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Cruise missile.
It's pretty good. Okay, so
that
we need
looks
to.
Looks like a plane. Hold on, keep talking because this is boring as hell.
Oh, I didn't think it's very boring at all. But so you know, they collected. Dust samples from the pyroclastic flow that happened, and that's just like the big dust cloud, and thermite is what's in there. And if you don't know what it is, it's like a chemical.
Thermite is magnesium and powdered aluminum, I believe.
Yeah, but and there's something else that they put in there that makes it red. That's how they differentiate it being the military version versus the other version.
Oh, really? Just some sort of small other ingredient.
Yeah. And you know,
rust,
every dust sample collected has that in it.
Well, during all of those explosions, they were going off for hours and hours. At one point, the news kept saying it was bombs. Then later they're saying, oh, maybe it's just cars that are getting too hot and exploding or gas lines that are exploding. And they kept coming up
for
many
different
reasons
for the bombs.
They could
shit.
For how
here's that picture you're talking about. They got it painted up just like an American airplane.
Oh, that's
plane.
A cruise missile.
And even those cruise missiles themselves look a lot like a fucking airplane anyway.
Right, I mean, the shape's
got
to be pretty
simple. Look at
the
size of that, and then look at think about the hole that was in the Pentagon.
It's almost exactly the same.
Ding, 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 ding.
So does that,
we have a wiener.
Again, does that lead more towards like a splinter group of government, you know, military?
Well, what if the splinter group is... already part of the government. What if Donald Rumsfeld wants to run the government, or who?
Or Donald Rumsfeld's like guy,
Dick
who,
Cheney.
You know what I mean? Who was
right,
like, fucking,
right.
I'm going to take this general. He knows the people, the players, to get this shit going. Then we got the assets in the Middle East. Let's get this going. It could have been that,
or this could be the catalyst.
I don't know how of all the theories you've heard, do you think that one's the dumbest? Is that what you're saying to me?
What
the theory that it could have been a like an attempted coup?
No, gosh, no. That's not the dumbest by far. The dumbest by far is the CGI.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
No,
yeah.
they if it was involved with the government in somehow, even a coup style, they would be trying to get more power or influence people's decisions so they could change the laws to give themselves more power where they didn't have to declare war, and they could surveil, you know, citizens, or even assassinate and kill American citizens. I think that was part of the Patriot Act, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, indefinite detention of American citizens without trial.
That's where it started, yeah.
Yeah, indefinite
Patriot,
detention of
Patriot Act.
Yeah, and
what
all that,
ironic name.
And they
all
could
that
listen into anyone's phone call. At
that's
any time?
All because of 9/11. Because 9/11
could be a terrorist.
Has caused all that. Yeah.
Well, nowadays they say they're more worried about homegrown terrorists, a lone wolf, more than Al Qaeda or even ISIS.
Yeah, that's bull crap if you ask me.
Right. Well, that's them trying to change public opinion again too.
Exactly. So there's something I wanted to talk about with the Twin Towers was. The actual collapse. I know you guys have seen the videos of like, oh, hey, you set this bomb off just a tad too early, you know, while they're actually collapsing.
Right, right. You
can see
the window blow out.
Okay, so the main theory was the pancake theory. That was what happened. They started up here, boom, every floor, it pancaked exponentially.
Right, right. One fell to the next, fell to the next.
Okay, so the problem with that is if each floor stopped and immediately started again, boom, 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 you're right. Talking over a minute and a half to go all the way to the ground.
It would be getting faster and faster as more and more weight came on.
Why wouldn't it have, if that happened? You would think eventually there's going to be enough of those floors that they can't compact that much if they're just falling. 4 to 5 foot out of maybe a 12-foot floor is as little as I can see it getting.
This is the official.
Stay with me here, though. So say after you get 15, 20 layers of these 4 to 5 foot, which are these things now, and it hits, eventually that fucker's going to tilt and fall.
Right, right. You would think that, huh?
You would think that.
You would think that.
I believe Building 2, when it came down, around the 12th floor, it started to go over. But you've already went through 80 floors by the time you get down to the 12th floor when it started getting crooked.
Okay, so my whole thing with it was this. If you said, okay, so you got two towers right here, boom, right next to each other.
Right, yeah, we know what the Twin Towers were.
The top, you know.
Holy shit, what?
The top 20 floors are on fire right here. They're damaged, they're compromised, okay? Boom, you got another 20 floors on top of them that are going to fall.
Sure,
you got 20 floors that are damaged, 20 floors on top, and another 80 floors below it. So what's going to go faster? 20 floors with nothing, no resistance, free fall speed, or 20 floors that are coming down on 20 floors that are burning, and then 80 more floors
of
resistance. And they fell down in 10 seconds, less than 10 seconds, close to free fall speed. 10
crazy.
Seconds. And there are over 100 stories. But these were 1,300-foot tall buildings.
I was watching a special this morning. They had a firefighter who was on the fourth floor when the second building came down, and he could just hear thump, 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 as it was getting closer and closer to him. And they ended up staying in one little concrete and abutment where they survived.
I think I read that. It was the South Tower. It was like a stairway, right? It was like in the corner of the building.
They were in corridor B, I think.
Yeah, there was like 40 or something people that survived in that, right?
He said it was, well, this group, it was like 7 firefighters and one older lady.
Oh, really? But there's been, yeah, I mean, there were survivors, and there's people that talk all the time about all we heard was bombs, boom, 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 nonstop. You even like listen to the firefighters that talk about it. They're even interviewed. The one guy's going, man, it's boom, 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 boom. You know, they talk about the bombs nonstop, explosions.
And not
explosions.
Just in the World Trade Towers either, down the street and a couple blocks away, all over, things are just exploding.
Yeah, but if you look at the official story, there is not one bomb or explosion at all. None of that happened.
No dynamite, nothing.
Nothing, no. You know, I just
or
don't.
Thermite, sorry.
Yeah, I just don't get how they fell at like almost free fall speed. You know what I mean? With you got 80 floors that weren't damaged or weren't compromised.
Well, the jet fuel melted
right?
the steel beams, and then it fell.
I can't get behind that because the initial blast, the big fireball when the plane hit the Twin Towers, the big fire, that's going to consume. At least half, probably. Right. I mean,
objection.
No,
you don't know how much fuel was on there.
20,000 gallons.
So they say. 20,000 gallons.
It was
is
an international
too much.
Flight.
I think that's too much, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, you don't make the rules. You're not the FAA.
You don't know how much of that gas, because the gas is all stored in the wings of the airplane. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's where all the gas is stored on a plane.
They have gas on planes?
Fucking fuel, gas, whatever you want to call it.
God, he's picky,
we'll
isn't he?
Yeah,
he
is.
We'll go outside and figure this out.
But yeah, I just. Oh, the molten metal at the base of it for like 3 months. So there's pictures
of the metal was still molten? Still hot?
Molten, still red hot 3 months later at the base of World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. So there's pictures of backhoes, and they're just picking up big chunks of red hot molten metal 3 months after the attacks.
Yeah, that doesn't really surprise me because you're talking about a lot of steel and concrete road. Well, that's so much friction coming
think
down.
Think about this. Thermite makes its own oxygen. It does not need – you can burn thermite underwater.
Oh, it burns underwater.
Exactly. So it needs its own – it makes its own oxygen to burn. It
so
could have stayed burning under the –
even if it's smothered in dust.
So to bring those buildings down, you have to sever all of the main – steel
structural support.
Most structural supports.
Seen
okay.
Those pictures of the beams with the 45-degree cuts.
Right. Okay.
There.
Yeah, but those were cut afterwards during rescue attempts. Those weren't during
speculation.
Well,
objection.
That's the
speculation.
Official story.
But man, I don't even remember what I was saying now.
If you blew out all the structural supports.
Oh yeah. So if you blow out all the structural supports, you know that's how the building's going to come down. But you have to, that thermite at the very, in the basement. See, there was a lot of accounts of bombs going off in the basement. There were bombs going off in the basement of the first tower before the first plane even hit.
Oh, really?
Yes,
reports
yes.
of them?
Reports of them,
well,
yeah.
I know they tried to bomb it before.
93?
I believe that's the first one, yeah. They parked some vans in the basement and with, I guess, dynamite.
Which they did bomb it.
Oh, they did blow it,
yeah,
it up, and it
didn't
even hurt it.
It didn't make enough structural damage to, you know, put it out of commission. Yeah, but they did. They found red-hot metal 3 months later at the base of 1, 2, and 7. Of
how is that even possible, man?
What
three
do you mean?
3 months?
3 months.
How big is the chunk?
Oh, how big is this room?
Big
as this room.
40 by 40?
So how big
30?
Did it start? And it was still red-hot after 3 months. I find that
unbelievable.
Impossible.
I'm
not enough thermal
mass. I'm not making
mass.
It up.
I don't know what kind of chemical reaction would keep a heat going.
Well, the
going
place you heard
long.
It made it up is what I'm saying.
You have the access to the internet at your fingertips.
All right, then tell me what I'm looking for.
Whenever I research this
you're
stuff.
Looking for liquid hot metal at the base of the World Trade Centers.
Whenever I look at
red hot metal.
Any information
pictures,
on this stuff.
Images.
I always find two or three stories that are all different about the exact same thing.
You do got to kind of sort through the BS.
You got to find the BS and slice it off with a razor if you really want to get the truth, because they pile so much on trying to convince you one way or the other that...
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Misinformation's a big deal with 9/11 because there's so many different stories and theories about that, you know, you just got to kind
of... Especially with this explosion of the internet in the last 10 years in particular. More
Very
and more
much.
People have... access to creating content, not just viewing it, but they can make their own content.
Fair enough. That's a good way to put it,
Alex.
Because
before that, it took quite a bit of know-how to make content. But in the last 10 years, anyone with the...
we're making content.
Right. So whenever you get on, you see something that don't look quite right, you try to dig as deep as you can. But a lot of times I was digging, I'd run into, you know, black holes or walls where there's you can't find out any more information.
No more info on
group
that.
A,
access
you know?
Denied.
What'd you find out
creepy.
About the...
You can't just say those keywords and start looking around. It's going to take me minutes and minutes and minutes.
Right, he's sorting through that BS like
it.
I'm talking.
No,
I got it.
You don't got it. You're a dummy.
Not at all.
Now,
sir.
You said there was vaults of gold in the World Trade Center.
Yes, there were vaults of gold.
There's
in the,
quite a basement to this building.
Right, and that's where the bombs were going off. That's where the people were, like I said, before the plane even hit. Their bombs going off in the basement, man.
And then they had people running up inside the building because they thought, we'll escape through the roof and helicoptered out of here. For some whatever reason, the doors were locked to get onto the roof.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. No, not entirely, but that's one of the pictures, yes.
That seems like bullshit to me, man.
Hey, he calls it like he sees it.
Seems like bullshit to me.
I mean, it looks like a Photoshop. I can tell by the pixels, you know what I'm saying?
They had tons.
For one, it doesn't even look like this is actually pinching that material up. It looks like that fire is behind what we're seeing here.
Nah.
So this isn't the picture you were talking about, apparently.
These are not the pictures.
Anyway, you have to show that to
these
me later.
These are not the pictures you're looking for.
I hate making the boring content of, Everett's looking up shit on the internet again. Eric's going to stare at him while he does it.
He sure is.
Now, you got a lot of eyewitness accounts, I assume.
Oh.
Tons of people.
Well, I don't, but
no, well,
there are.
There are tons of eyewitness accounts where they recorded the event on their small phone, or mm-hmm. they were standing on the ground floor, and they told their story of what they heard and when they saw
it. I don't think it was too many phones, because in 2001, there weren't really camera phones yet.
Well, and a lot of the videos...
But there were digital cameras.
A lot of videos I see of people running, you don't see a lot of people with their phones up.
That's
if
true.
Anyone, you just see cameramen standing around.
Camcorders were big back then, remember?
That's going to be
they
what most
that
of your footage
big.
Was, because in 2001, I got to figure, at best, your megapixels, so to speak, were like in the 1.4, you
2001
know?
Is like the old Nokias, not even picture capable, right?
Not, slightly better.
I had
than
an LG
not much
flip
better.
Phone. That would, well, maybe that's
yeah, you're talking flip phones. I mean, you still had your Nokia pieces of shit around at that time. So camera phone is not what took it.
No.
It could have been a digital camera, like you said.
Digital
even
camera.
Then, the camera footage from digital cameras back
Sony
then.
Sony CyberShots.
Yeah, you were only getting 3 megapixels. You know what I mean?
Not that's great. It on still pictures. So still pictures have always been far ahead of what you can actually shoot in video.
Uh-huh.
While your camera might be able to take like a, you know, a 4,000 by 3,000 picture in pixels, its video might only be 1920 by 1080, which is your 1080p, which is half of the 3 megapixels, actually a quarter of the 4,000 by 3,000 or whatever. So video is always lagged behind. So my point is this. Digital video wasn't that advanced back then.
No. Okay, so I saw a video of a kid on a payphone right across the street from the, I can't believe, I don't know if it's a North or South Tower, I can't remember which one it was.
They don't even have payphones anymore. Oh, go ahead.
Exactly. They don't even have payphones anymore. But he's on the phone, and he's like, you got to call, the other guy's next to him says, you got to call your mom and tell her about the bomb. And as he picks up the phone, another bomb goes off in the World Trade Center. The plane hasn't even hit yet. Right there, man. Telling you,
you gotta
watch
it. Compile some of these links.
I've been, we will, because
actually,
I've been watching these
every
videos.
Every time you come across that shit, put it on our Facebook.
I've been watching these videos for the last 5 years, man. This, like I said, when this was the conspiracy that got me into conspiracies. This was the one that made me realize, like,
this
look,
was your
something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it. So, I don't know.
Interesting enough.
George Bush so happened to be reading books at the time. Doing a little light reading.
W.
Yeah, he was. He was reading to some kids in Florida at the time.
And then he jumps on Air Force 5, I think it was, and started cruising around to trying to decide where to go. Well, they're going to go.
They just shipped him all around the country.
Right, and they just kept him up in the air.
You know what I heard, which is an interesting fact about that day, is the guy who ran the FAA, it was his first day on the job.
Oh, and wow, really?
He had to make the call within 2 hours of his first day on the job to shut down air traffic.
For the first time for the entire country. For
the entire country. Can you imagine that? Your first day on the job, terrorist attack, and you have to make that call.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough.
I know that they asked him, is this real life or how did they say it?
Is this a training?
training or is this real world? Real world exercise or training is the exact words he said. Is this real world exercise or training?
That's terrifying, right?
Well, that's because they were having those simulations the same day. The planes flying into the buildings. They had those. What do they call them?
Simulations.
Yeah, they were doing that. Those tests that day. They were running those tests that day.
Running preparations or emergency response tactics for that type of event, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I think when the country needed him the most to get on TV and say, hey, everything's going to be okay, he was flying around in a jet not talking to nobody.
Okay, so here you go.
Which
hundreds,
is kind of worrisome.
Right, well, he didn't get back to the White House till like 9 o'clock that night.
Right, I mean, what's more important right now? You need to get on TV and tell America, you know, we're going to take
care
of this.
Chill out, we got this, yeah.
This right here says, hundreds of firefighters and witness testimony to molten metal ignored by the 9/11 commission report.
I've seen the pictures of that. It looks like there's a giant like stream of metal going down the side of the...
Like you were in a foundry is what they were quoted saying. Like you
and
were
it can't
in a
be aluminum, they said, too.
Yeah, NIST's, you know NIST, National Institute of Standards Technology, NIST's John Gross denies the existence of molten metal. As of 21 days after the attack, the fires were still burning and molten steel was still running. As of 21 days after the attack, the fires were still burning.
What website? Give me the website there.
CollectiveEvolution.com.
So they're saying NIST reports that.
NIST reports that.
Compelling.
Okay, and here's what I was telling you about the dancing Israelis arrested in a Mossad truck on 9/11. They were there to document the abit. The Irving Moving Systems was the front company. $498,000.
So there's a front company like written on the side of the van. They were.
Yep, it was.
I've always wanted to get like,
Urban Moving Systems,
a carpet company,
and they
just
were
name it like Government Spies Carpet Company, and then there you go. Well, I think whenever Bush was flying around and not trying to calm the nation, he was letting it simmer and build more fear into the American public, so they wouldn't throw such a fit when he passed the. Patriot Act.
Okay, here you
got
go.
Got them riled up enough to want
you,
to invade.
You know what?
And I.
That's all well and good, but let's look at what we know about George Bush from what we've seen in the media. The guy is not.
He's
a
not
genius.
The sharpest tech.
No, he's not very smart. That's
so,
why I said he.
He's a good speaker.
If anybody ever tells you that George Bush planned this, you just got to slap him because it's like, no, you know what? He really didn't. He ain't got it in him.
Exactly.
He's not smart.
He didn't spend a lot of time studying.
I got this plan there, Rumi. we're going to take these planes and put some brown people on them.
Oh, yeah.
Running in some buildings.
And we'll blame it on Al-Qaeda and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and Iran.
Daddy, don't worry about what I'm doing here. You sound like senior. That's why I was calling you daddy.
Oh, yeah?
We're stupid.
Okay, but so here you go. This is from the structural. Hang on one second. Let me find it one more time here.
I don't know. I think starting another war was a way for them to save the country's economy at the time. They needed.
Jumpstart the economy. I got it. I don't know. I don't find too much. Who thinks let's kill a couple thousand people?
I don't think they did that to jumpstart the economy at all. I think they did it.
That's almost benevolent.
The war on terror.
That's a fucked up thing to do, but it's almost benevolent because you're trying to help the country, so to speak. I don't think they were trying
to help
the country.
No. That's like starving people in a boat. Well, you know, do you eat them?
Yeah. I'm going to shoot you so you don't drown.
Yeah, right.
Doing it for the better good.
So the structural engineer, the guy that designed the World Trade Centers, Leslie Robertson, said that I designed it for a hit from a 707. It could probably sustain multiple impacts of jetliners, like a pencil puncturing a screen netting. That's how the deceased manager of the World Trade Center construct and project management described it. Like a pencil puncturing a screen netting. As far as plane knocking the building over, that would never happen.
Right.
Charlie Thornton, structural
engineer.
I think
he had a different idea in mind that it would push it over as opposed to just sticking it and burn. And what caused it to fall officially is the fire. I mean, the plane didn't really hurt the building enough. It was the fire after the fact.
Right.
It sat there and burned.
That's what they say.
So did you guys know this? You ready for this? Only three times in history has a building come down due to office fires.
What were those times?
Not office fires, I'm sorry. Three times in history has a building come down due to fires, a steel structure support building. All three times, 9/11, World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. That's the only three times in history that a steel structure building like that has come down because of fires.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
Well, those are, well.
And yeah. They were all on 9/11.
Those are the only ones that were burned with jet fuel.
Yeah, I mean, no, not at all. Empire State Building was hit with a bomb. B-52. Empire State Building got hit with a plane. What else was it?
It's
I just told
older.
You the Meridian Hotel got hit by something. No, that burned for 19 hours. Didn't get hit by a plane.
Right.
But the Empire State Building definitely got hit by a plane.
My word. I saw a story the other day where this man got drunk and flew his airplane and landed in Manhattan just to prove to his friends he did it before.
Really?
He's had
pretty
balls.
Messed up.
Back in the 60s. You used to be able to get away with all kinds of stuff. Patriot Act.
Yeah.
So the 9/11 Commission, which is the appointed group of people that were, they were appointed to solve this, is what they were.
Come up with all the facts.
Exactly
yeah,
what happened, right.
Exactly. The 9/11 Commission, it was given extremely limited funds. $15 million they were given to investigate 9/11. And just for like reference, they spent $60 million investigating Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky.
Right. Well, what's more important?
What's more important? Yeah, they gave the 9/11 Commission $15 million, and then they spent $60 million in investigating Clinton and Lewinsky. So the Patriot Act was written before 9/11. Did you guys know that? It was written before 9/11.
I bet it was named something different.
And it was signed into law. What was it? October 26, 2001.
They're trying to find a way to further observe the American public and make money practically off of knowing what they're going to do and when.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, pretty much advertising, you can sell anybody anything if you know where they're going to be and what they're going to do.
Did you guys know that George Bush's brother was in charge of security of the Trade Center?
Who just ran for president?
No, Marvin. He was in charge of Securicom, which was the security for the World Trade Centers.
Oh, so he had the guards.
Huh?
He owned the guards checked in the guys that were fireproofing the elevator shaft.
Exactly. I would think so. He was the one in charge of security.
Right.
That's why a lot of people say that Bush did 9/11 because his family's in, you know, so complicit in it and everything.
Right.
Okay, and I already said at least 7 of the 19 hijackers were still alive.
You mentioned a guy had motives earlier, like the man that owned the lease on the building got a large...
Yeah, Larry Silverstein. Lucky Larry.
And then... who lost all the money at the Pentagon over the deal? Or the day before?
The day before, yeah, but we're going to save that one for next episode.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you guys, the Twin Towers, does anything about that seem normal to you guys?
Good Lord, no, it's not normal.
God, no. I saw a picture of a 20-ton I-beam. You guys know what an I-beam is?
Right.
Yeah, it's a piece of steel that looks like an eye.
In the AT&T building, 500 feet away from the World Trade Centers. So this is a 20-ton I-beam shot 500 feet laterally and stuck into a building with no bombs. No bombs did this. 500 feet, 20
That's wild,
tons.
But it's a big building coming down.
It's not
down.
Like it fell into the building like and just right. fell down. It got shot 500 feet laterally. Boom, straight across and just embedded into another building. 20-ton piece of I-beam.
That's insane.
With no bombs? No bombs at all, really? No bombs.
I think you're underestimating the power of gravity. It's strong. I mean, if that I-beam just could have been laying on something wrong, it could have been catapulted, you know?
Jay says, now, boys, skulls and bones, think about it. What a little Georgie is surrounded by, it would be real easy to play the doofus. Fair enough.
Well, and most of the people involved in were all part of different secret societies. Like, whenever they go to college, they join into these secret fraternities.
Oh, yeah, like the Skull and Bones and all that, yeah.
Right. And the Masons.
Yeah, George Bush has been involved in that since he was in college. Yeah, this is the Twin Towers is definitely...
tip of the iceberg, I say, for today.
I say, yeah, I have to pee.
Yeah. We're kind of winding down on this one, and my stomach's kind of hurting, too, so... All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in 10, 15, 20.
Wait a minute.
What do you got?
Something's hot on him.
Nothing, man. It just was an inside job. Okay, that's it.
You're crazy. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.
We'll catch you on the next episode.
Which will be available tomorrow.
And for those watching.
Stop it. You stop it. Anyway, for those watching on YouTube, we'll be back at 15:20. Those listening, the next episode will be available tomorrow.
Got a little caught up doing the repeater, man.
I know. See you later.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.